And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. Yes, we're always working on your financial freedom, and it is my privilege to be joining you today. As you know, if you've been listening to me for a while, occasionally I'll take some questions from our listeners, and I'm going to do that today. I've got a great question. This is from Frank. Mike, I was listening to your show, and you mentioned there are several ways to improve the value and make more on an apartment investment. I understand the part about raising rents. Can you share the other ways to increase the value? Absolutely. Great question. Thanks for sending that in. So yes, there are a multitude of ways to increase the cash flow in an apartment community. Now, why do we focus on cash flow? Well, this is a business, and businesses are all valued based on net operating income. That's why we focus on the cash flow, right? The cash flow. And that's an equation of expenses and what's left over after those expenses. Now, because it's a business, the way you value the business, specifically a multifamily property, you divide the net operating income by a cap rate. Now, what's a cap rate? Not to get too deep into the woods here, but essentially a cap rate is the risk, or it's the amount someone would want to make if they purchase that business paying all cash. So this is a business. Houses, on the other hand, they're valued by the square foot, right? Whatever the neighborhood, if you check out six previous sales and you quantify those and the average is $150 per square foot, well, then your house is probably worth $150 a square foot. It doesn't mean you can't sell for $155. It doesn't mean that you'll only be able to sell at $140, but $155 would be a good determination, again, based on the neighborhood. But a business is different. So let's take that business. We'll take a sample business. And most apartments that I see, a good average for the cap rate today is 6, okay? So we have this multifamily apartment community, and the NOI annually is $100,000, for instance. So we divide that $100,000 by 6%, and we determine a value of that apartment community at $1.67 million in value. Now, let's say we get to work on this property, and for the next 18 months, we implement some of the strategies that I'm going to share as we go throughout the show. And after 18 months of hard work, our net operating income is now $150,000 annually. Well, let's get our cap rate involved again. What has happened to the value of that apartment community? Well, we divide $150,000 by 6%. Voila, that apartment community's value is now $2.5 million, up from that $1.7 million in valuation where we started. In 18 months, that individual that implemented cash flow strategies, how to improve the value of this apartment community, well, they improved it by $800,000 in 8 months just by changing the net operating income. Now, let me ask you this. At your W-2 job, how hard would you have to work to improve your income, your net worth, by $800,000? You can't do it. But you can do that in real estate, very simply, in a short amount of time. These are the concepts that we teach and that we practice. We teach those here at Lifestyles Unlimited. We're an education and mentoring group. You can learn how to do this. You can see people putting these plans in action. You can see people growing the values of these businesses exponentially. It sounds simple. There's some work to it, and I'm going to go through 28 different strategies to increase the value of an apartment community. We have identified 28 different strategies. In fact, I'm going to add one strategy today personally. So if you want to call it 29 different strategies, that's fine with me. They're simple strategies. However, they're so simple that many people outside of Lifestyles Unlimited, many apartment owners, and a lot of apartments aren't owned necessarily by the big corporations. I know that comes to mind, and there are some huge corporations that own hundreds, if not thousands, of apartment communities across the United States. However, there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of apartment communities that are owned by people just like you and me, mom and pop apartment communities. But these strategies that I'm going to share that we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited, again, while I'll call them simple and I'm going to go through each, they may be so simple and so profound that most of these other apartment owners don't implement them. They may not even know of them. They may not be aware. Or maybe they just don't care, right? To them, it hasn't hit that, wow, this is a business, and the way to improve the business is to improve the cash flow. And if I improve the cash flow, then the value is higher, and this is worth more. Increasing value is simply increasing income. We have different strategies. We didn't pull these from a book. These were developed over decades, collaborating with one another. This worked here. It didn't work here. Here's what we can do here. Keep in mind, it takes a team. You will not be as effective as a real estate investor, owner, operator if you're trying to do this by yourself. I learned personally the hard way. But if you have a team, you have a lead investor, there's a management team for the property, you've got mentors that you're relying on. Hey, what do I do in this situation? Or what's the best strategy in this situation? We have operations consultants. We have leads helping other leads, right? We rely on one another because we're an active membership group. All right, here's the 28 ways. In fact, I've got a 29th that I've identified, so call it a bonus, and we'll get through these. Number one, raise rent. Well, a lot of people out there are going, well, duh, yeah, you just raise the rent. No, not so fast, my friend. You can't just raise the rent and expect everything to be the same. You buy a property, hey, I'm going to just raise the rent. No, it doesn't work that way. That's amateur hour. I know of groups that were operating 2019, 2020, 2021 outside of Lifestyles Unlimited, okay? Keep in mind, we're an operator group. These people were ownership groups, and they were essentially just flipping apartments. They thought, hey, we'll buy an apartment, we'll sell it in a year and a half, and we'll make a ton of money. Well, maybe that worked in 2018, 2019, maybe up to a point in 2020, but guess what happened? These folks found out. Eventually, the Piper came and wanted his due. But I was on these people's email list, and they found out the hard way. They were not educated. They were not trained operators. They were apartment flippers, basically. So there is a science to raising rent. You want to keep the good residents. You want to lose the bad residents. People vote with their pocketbooks, right? You must maintain a great product. You can't just go in and raise the rent and expect people to just go along. No, you've got to have a great product. People will pay more for better, okay? You and I do it all the time. We make a financial decision every day. When we buy gas, we go grocery shopping, we buy clothes. Del Walmsley, our founder, he has a saying. He says, more is not better. Better is better. So people will pay more, but you've got to provide better. You can't provide same old, same old. So raising rents sounds just off the cuff, like, oh yeah, we'll just raise the rents. It doesn't work that way, my friends. It absolutely does not work that way. Now, let's continue on our strategies for essentially creating the value. Reduce vacancy. That's the number two. Easier said than done. So let's say you have 20, you have 100 unit apartment community and 20 of those are unoccupied. Someone may come along that doesn't understand what we do. And they're like, oh, well, you just rent those apartments. You just rent those units out. Are the units even ready for occupancy? And I ask this because I've seen it many, many times. Some of the units in an apartment community that has vacancy are unlivable. They may need some maintenance. They may need some issues. They may be the storage shed. It may be where the maintenance guy keeps all his paint and all his products and things like that. So units. There's always units when we take over some of these apartment communities, and there's the unit that has all the cannibalized appliances, right? There's 17 refrigerators in there. All of them have had some part removed to go fix another refrigerator, or old AC units are in there. It's unbelievable what you'll see. So yeah, reduce vacancy. You need to get those units online. You need to get them made ready. You need to get them ready to go so that you can show that unit to a great resident and then reduce your vacancy. So you see, these strategies that I'm going to go through, there's some work involved. There's a lot of thought involved. And again, there's decades of experience involved. Let's continue on to number three, increasing the value of an apartment community. Reduce loss to lease. That's essentially vacancy cost. Now, that's different than just vacant units. Like I said, those units might not even be ready for somebody to come in. What is loss to lease or vacancy loss? Well, that's where you take those 20 units that no residents are living in, and you actually track it. You track what those units should be renting for, what the market rents are, and you have that in your P&L. This is lost a lease. This is how much money we could have made this month, but we didn't. And we track it and we focus on it. Now, you need to be honest, okay? If you take over an apartment community or you run an apartment community and market rents, let's say, are $1,200, and historically these units may have rented for, I don't know, $1,000, and you're putting them down as $1,000 a door in vacancy loss on your P&L, you're being dishonest. Need to be honest with yourself. Again, we're running a business. You need to be honest to yourself. If there's investors involved, passive investors, you need to be honest to them. I'll give you a great example of what can happen when you're tracking this vacancy loss. An apartment community that I'm invested in had a $50,000 per month vacancy loss. Now, it's a big apartment community, but each month that's 50 grand that they could have been making. You follow me? By having residents in those apartment communities, they focused on it. They actually had to get creative and change some units around. They took a 1-1 and turned it into a 2-1. Those became very, very popular. And within a short amount of time, they were able to reduce that vacancy loss from $50,000 a month to $25,000 per month, right? That's a massive improvement. That's a $300,000 annual cash flow improvement. And if you listen to me in the first segment, multiply that, divide that by the cap rate, divide that by 6% and see what you do with the value. It is significant. All right, continuing on these strategies, reduce bad debt. Yes, you're carrying bad debt. That's where apartment 17 didn't pay you or hasn't paid you for 2 months. Maybe you're going through an eviction process, but that's really, there's a science to it, and it's getting the right people in the right seats, the right residents in the community in, the wrong residents out. We'll continue on the other side.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with the roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system, you know, is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off your butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join the Financial Freedom Program for just $297 for 2 years. That's GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm tackling a question from one of our listeners. He had been listening to the show and had heard us speak how there are a multitude of ways to improve property value, net operating income on a multifamily property. And the reason we want to do that is because as a business, that business is valued on the net operating income. So if you can improve the net operating income, then you've got opportunities. You can refinance that business, pull a lot of your money out, some of your money out, or you can even sell the business because you have improved it. Now, That's exactly what we're doing, though. We're improving the property. I want you to understand that we're not slumlords. We just don't go, and we're darn sure not apartment flippers, if there's any still left, because a lot of them burned in here in the last couple of years. They found out, playing with fire, right? You've got to essentially give people a reason to want to spend more rent-wise at your apartment community than they would at other apartment communities. Does that make sense? It's a product. And those, you've got to think of it as a product. I have a product, and the folks that live on my property, they're not just renters. They're not just tenants. These are people that they are residents, right? We care about these folks. They're our clients, okay, for you business-minded people. Think of it like that. You want to take care of a client. You want your client to be happy, right? A happy client is going to pay the rent monthly on time, every time, and they're going to stay there for a long time. But you got to have that product to get those folks to live there. Continuing on. Implement RUBS. RUBS, yeah, RUBS, Resident Utility Billing System. So when you're driving down the road, you'll see signs on some apartment communities, not ours, where it'll say all bills paid. And that's not the way to run your business. You don't want to have the all bills paid apartment community. I'm not saying there aren't successful people out there that do it. Some of these older apartment communities, they've got basically the water comes in and the city bills the water to the owner of the apartment community, and then the owner divvies it up. Well, yes, that's a form of RUBS, but basically what we're saying is you've got your own electricity, you've got your own utilities, you've got your own water unit number one and unit two, unit three, unit four, unit five. You're responsible for it, pay it, or it'll come to us and we'll break it up and we'll pay that for you, but there'll be a fee for it. So that's Resident Utility Billing System. Those are called RUBS, and we do implement RUBS often on apartment communities that we purchase. Number seven, retain security deposits. Basically enforce your lease. Again, sounds so simple, but I'm telling you, a lot of people out there don't do it. Yes, you need a security deposit. A security deposit basically gives ownership of that unit to the resident, and this doesn't always work. People are crazy, but the whole idea here is take care of this unit, and when you leave, if it's in good shape and you are a good caretaker of the property, of the unit, then we will give you your security deposit back. If not, we're going to take some of your security deposit, if not all of your security deposit, to fix any damage that you have. So security deposits are important. You need to have those in place. Enforce them, right? Don't just give them back. If there's damage to the property, that's your money, right? You're going to use that to get that unit back online for the next resident to move in. Number eight, pet fees and pet deposits. Pets can be hard on a unit. Pets can smell. Pets can scratch the floors, scratch the walls. And yes, I have walked in some units where people just didn't walk their animal, and it was gross. It blows me away. Some people don't care, but yeah, pet droppings will do some damage to the interior of your property. And once you encourage that person to move on, that this isn't the place for you, you've got to get that all cleaned up. But so, yeah, pets can be hard on a unit. Why not have a pet fee? Why not have a pet deposit? Here it is. You're going to pay $200 pet fee to have your dog or whatever, less than 40-pound dog or whatever the rules are. You can set up how you manage your business. And by the way, we're going to have an additional $400 pet deposit because we know those pets, this is in addition to your security deposit, can be very hard on that property, and we may need some of that to clean up if you're not a very clean person and if you don't take care of your dog or your cat or what have you. What we're really doing is we're making a better place to live for our residents overall. Someone from the outside that doesn't understand what we do, or one of these bomb throwers, they're like, oh, you just go in there and you raise all the rents and people can't afford to live there. And no. We make a great place to live because great people will pay more to live in clean, functional, excellent managed and excellent maintained properties. That's the bottom line. And that's the space that we're in. You can go throw darts at slumlords out there or people that don't care about their properties all day long. I'll help you throw them. But we are different. We are much different than what I would say is the norm in the industry. And we have identified different ways that we improve the value of these properties and we make them better places to live. You may not know this, but the mafia is alive and well. And I say that tongue in cheek, but what I'm talking about is there's these third party laundry room management companies out there. And they go to these poor apartment owners and they say, hey, we'll take care of your washers and your dryers and we'll maintain all that. And we'll just collect a little fee and blah, blah, blah. And then when you look at the fine print, that apartment owner signed a 10-year contract. These contracts carry over to the new owners. They're almost impossible to get out of. These are terrible, terrible contracts. You want to manage and maintain. If you've got a laundry room facility on your property, you as the lead and your management team, you want to take control of that laundry room. One, you can put better machines in there. Two, you can oversee the maintenance. Three, you can make sure that it's clean, that it's well lit, that it's operating well. Just basically, you're an owner, right? Take pride in ownership, and that's what we do. Now, let's go to strategy 11 because we're still on laundry. And think about this. In-unit laundry equipment rental fees. If you've got a property, let's say that's built, and I'm just going to pick a number, I'm going to go mid-80s. Pretty much everything built after the mid-80s had in-unit hookups for washer and dryers. Not some of the older properties don't have those hookups. We're going to get to that in a second. But for some of these newer units, they have the hookups, but the folks don't have their own washer or dryer. And they may say, well, I don't want to buy one. I'm just going to live here for a year and then I'm moving on or what have you. You can buy the unit as the lead investor and you can rent those back to the residents of the property. So you can have in-unit laundry equipment rental fees. Very popular. I know some of our members that do this in their rental properties themselves, in their houses on the single family side. So when it's done and managed well, it's additional profit and it works. And again, it's an additional service to the resident. Now let's take it one step further. I've invested in several properties that we've purchased and they're older properties and there is the ability, doesn't work always, but you've got to look at it. You've got to get the right people in there. And if you look at the unit, you go, hey, this is just an additional closet. It's not doing anything. The bathroom's right over here. We can pull water in this space and we can turn this into a utility room, into a laundry room in the unit. That's going to increase the value of the unit. Most people want to do their own laundry if they can. And it gives you the opportunity to rent equipment. So if you can convert those units to where they can take a washer and dryer, that's great. You're definitely improving the value of the property. It's more desirable to more folks, right? You want to have a product that's desirable to the most amount of people you can. Continuing on, number 12, charge application and admin fees. Yes, there's a cost to go through your application and make sure that as a potential resident, you have, you're telling us the truth. Whatever you're listed in there needs to be verified. And so someone has to go through that. So yes, there needs to be a fee for the application. Now, also, it's a deterrent to somebody that they've been evicted 16 times. They're out on parole. And if there's no application fee, then nothing hurts them from just filling out an application, hoping somebody doesn't do a background check or look anything up, and eventually he'll get approved somewhere. So yeah, not only do you need to have the application fee, you need to go through and verify what's on the application. So the fee pretty much prevents the bandits out there from just filling out applications all over the place and hoping one hits. Utility hookup fees. Yes, the utility companies charge us to hook up. So if that's the case and we're doing RUBS and we're pushing these, basically the cost of the utilities back to you per resident per door, then yeah, we need to basically pass on those hookup fees. We've got admin staff to pay to set it up. This is a business. So yes, utility companies charge fees. We're going to pass them on. Number 14, cable and internet providers. So there are cable and internet providers that will come to an apartment community. Let's say it's a 244 unit apartment community. And they will say, hey, we'd like to offer our service here. We've got to run some lines, etc. And we will pay you, Mr. and Mrs. apartment owner, for the rights to essentially provide internet to your residents. And so those commissions can be received by the investors in the property. So, and then they can pass it on. There can be an additional technology package that's offered to the residents. Not every resident just wants to go off their Wi-Fi on their phone. Internet access is required. It's essential pretty much in today's day and life, especially for people that work from home. And there's a lot more people working from home. They've got a job that they can do and live in your apartment and do that job. And they need high-speed internet access. So yeah, those cable and internet providers, there is money to be made when they come to your property. You just want to make sure they've got a good service. And because the good service is what's going to be needed to provide for internet access for your residents. Continuing on, this one's very simple, yet it's not done everywhere. And it's not done by apartment owners outside of Lifestyles Unlimited. I know that. Late fees. If someone is late on their rent, we want to have a late fee. One, as a deterrent to not be late, right? But don't waive those late fees. It's the stray dog rule, right? My dad used to tell me, if you feed a stray dog, they're going to stick around. You might as well feed that stray dog for the rest of his or her life. And we did that a few times, right? You'd have as a little kid, some dog would show up. Yeah, we're going to keep it. Once you figure out it doesn't belong to any of your neighbors or what have you. But the same thing with late fees. If they get away with it here, and then they get away with it there, and then they get away with it there, then now you have trained your resident to be habitually late because there's no essentially repercussions for his or her actions. So you need to have those late fees in place. Plus, it's a process for your staff, right? They're having to track, unit 17 is late and we need the rent by this and this day. And so it's just additional work for your staff. So yeah, have those late fees in place and enforce them. Eviction fees. Number 16, file for and collect eviction fees. If you must evict somebody, there is a process and it involves going to the local judge and going through that process. There's time. The paperwork has to be filed at a certain date in a certain manner, in a certain way. You need to have fees. If I'm going to evict you, I'm not saying you'll collect those fees, but if somebody decides, holy cow, I've got nowhere to go, I need to make amends with the apartment community and get caught up, need to have some eviction fees, okay? Like I said, if you go through the process, you might not collect them, but you've got them in place, again, as a deterrent. Hey, if we have to go through this, there's additional fees to evict you. Number 17, and I might not get through all of these, obviously, to show that we'll continue on next week, but I want to talk about holdover fees. What is a holdover fee? Let's say somebody has a 12-month lease. However, wherever they're moving or going, they need to stay an extra 3 months. There's a holdover fee for that. Your rent may even change. You may go to a monthly basis rent, right? You signed your lease. It was $1,000 a month. If we go to a month-to-month lease, it's going to be $1,150 a month. You need to do this because if the market rent has changed since you signed that lease, if that person's staying in there and you're just continuing the lease, you don't have the opportunity to raise it. As we go through this, I want you to always remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll continue it next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.